Yo, we back at it once again. Fatherhood Project, you already know what it is. Sonny Brasco in the building.
Yeah, we're back at it. Like he said, still Black History Month. What's going on? It's your boy, Junior.
Yo, man, what's been going on with you? How everything been with you, man?
Everything been good since we last got together. Can't complain. Shit, Valentine's Day was Friday, B. Oh, man. How was yours?
Oh, that shit was chill because I got Kiana, I surprised Kiana with shit that, you know what I mean? I surprised her with shit. Like, she didn't expect nothing. Mm. So, you know, I get her the Keurig. I mean, that was a semi-financial cost-saving move. Shout out to your wife for even mentioning that. Mm-hmm. Because she was like, yo, if you buy the Keurig, she ain't got to go to Starbucks every motherfucking day. I said, oh, shit.
Cha-ching.
Right. So now Julius from Everybody Hates Chris just popped back in the mind like, bang, game time.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? You know, Griselda gang, I bang with Benny the Butcher and all them, and since they from her hometown, mm-hmm. and they coming to Baltimore, so I'm like,
oh yeah, when they coming down here?
Next Sunday, the 23rd.
Ooh, they got tickets?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, so I copped them for her, so you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, just you know, and then but what made it special this time, not just with her, but Morgan and Hannah, mm-hmm. they was kind of expecting, they was like, well, where's our gift, right? So, you know, Kiana, so I'm like, oh, shit, I'm at that age now.
Yeah, bro.
So, you know what I mean? But I mean, I ain't do no, I got them fucking gummy bears and they was happy. Kids, you know what I'm saying?
They kids still.
Right, they still kids, but the fact that they got it and I was able to talk mm-hmm. to Morgan and tell her, you know, because she, what I'm learning about Morgan is her love language is words of affirmation. So I gotta, I keep bigging her up, letting her know, like, listen, you smart, you beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're talented. Don't let none of that slow you down. If you got anything, come holler at me, yeah. Hannah. She the same way, but she, you know, she more of a South Patch kid. I love her to death, though. But yeah, just able to do that. But fellas, listen up. I know sometimes money can be tight. Valentine's Day, you want to go all out. But there's certain things that you should not do. Mm. Case in point, one of my homeboys, I ain't going to name you, but I'm going to fry you when I see you in public, though. Yo, try to get his girl a fucking Groupon for fucking laser lipo treatment, son.
Not for Valentine's Day, though.
What the fuck was you thinking, bruh? Like, what was... Yo, I don't care. Listen, I don't know how... I just want to be a fly on the wall when he presented that tour.
Not on Valentine's Day, though. Like, this was a Valentine's Day gift?
Yeah.
Nah, he's bugging, yo.
I don't... But that's what... But could you even gift that to her on any day, though?
I don't know if it's a gift. I think it's a, like... What they... Hold on. They may have had conversations right. about her getting the surgery, but at the end of the day... At the end of the day, not Valentine's Day.
Right,
like,
right.
That, of all days.
That's like me getting Kiana an iron.
like, of all days.
Right, here, Kiana. Here's a vacuum cleaner. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's wild out on that one, though.
Yo, he wild out. He dumb the fuck out. What about you? What you do, yo?
So, it's crazy, man. So, I had to work, one, but my perspective of Valentine's Day was a little different.
Yeah.
You know, moving, getting the kids. I had a field trip that day, but we didn't leave till like 11 o'clock. And I watched these fathers come in and drop off, you know, mm-hmm. like the flowers, the balloons, the candy, and all that's dope. And I said to myself, like, I don't see myself doing that when my daughter gets a little older. Now, mind you, I work in a middle school,
yeah.
but I don't see myself coming from wherever I am to her school to do that. Like, I feel like that's something at home.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
daddy
yeah.
got you. Like, don't worry about it. Like, you're right. going to see it happen for your mother first, but it ain't going to come into school. Like, I feel like the fathers who came up there was the fathers who ain't around. Or they got a situation.
Come, yeah.
They got a situation with mom or dad. Mom and dad got a situation, and they, you know, it was the only opportune time for them to come up, which I get. But here's why I don't feel it, right? These kids can't take those balloons and candy and that flower, them flowers to the classroom. Now they got to sit in my damn office all damn day. And mind you, if they don't sit in my office, they sit at the front desk, right? So I get back from this field trip. Mind you, I was at the field trip all damn day. So I leave the field trip, whatever the case is. Sonny, when I get back, school's ending, clearly. I got balloons, I got flowers, I got mad candy. It's still in my office right now. Like, I'm going to go back on Wednesday and be like, what the hell? Like, yo, you forgot your balloons, you forgot your candy, you forgot all that. Like, that was one perspective of it. But, you know, that was how my morning slash day went. But later on that afternoon, you know, me and the wife went out. She found this wine bar in the city in D.C., which is real dope. We, you know, we had some good food. Like, it was a 4 or 5 course meal. Really dope. Everything paired with wine. So, you know, I think by like round 3, she was like, you feeling buzz? I'm like, oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me. So, but the food and everything was great. I know. We had a good time.
Yo!
I think.
Oh man.
Yeah, it just was crazy. I think for me, Valentine's Day is always hard because Valentine's Day is my pop's birthday.
So, oh man.
So
rest
this,
in peace.
Yeah, this Valentine's Day hurt a little bit more too. I think it's just because, like, I don't know. It's just like death. Still, I'm still grieving with the death of my dad. Like,
oh yeah, that ain't going nowhere.
And Valentine's Day prior to him passing was always tough because I never, like, even if I had a girlfriend or somebody, like, yeah, oh cool, you gonna get your time, but chill, it's my pop's birthday, like, we celebrating. We doing something for him, and you know, and I think I look back on it, I was like, damn, you know, probably all the girls I dated, even my wife, like, now they feel the brunt of,
right,
you know, that was always, it was his day no matter what,
right.
And then it's like, all right, you come second. And I think, you know, this Valentine's Day I realized it a little bit more when we went out. She could kind of see, like, I still, like, had a lot of thoughts. She could read my mind, see my emotions and my actions. And in the back of my head, I'm like, damn, you know, I'm still grieving with this, but I got a wife. I can't really, like, it's not that I can't show her the affection and love she needs, but I'm still grieving with something on the back end.
Yeah, allows you to be vulnerable because you're dealing with something that some people cannot relate to. Like, I can't relate to it because my father's still here. Mm. But then you got some people that can relate to it from another perspective, that their father was never around.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So in your perspective, it's obvious,
yeah,
that you and your father was tight.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely. So to this day, because then there's certain moments that you would have wanted him to see,
bruh.
You know what I'm saying?
Every single day.
Yeah, I mean,
the moment,
yeah,
I found out I had kids, that's, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, I wish he was here.
Yeah.
The moment they came, I wish he was here. The marriage, all, like, there's so many little things. Like, even, like, the decision-making going into saying, like, am I ready for marriage? Like, I didn't have that conversation.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
is this right? Like, tell me what's do's and don'ts. Like, I didn't get that. Like, and I think one of the things that I always say is, like, I don't know what it feels like to have someone directly, like, outside of friends, but family, like,
yeah,
of close family member taken violently. I don't know what that feels like.
Right.
But, like, I felt like it was just, like, cut short. And, like, I still deal with it to this day. And that's why, like, Valentine's Day was cool, but at the end of the day, like, it was him on my mind because it was his birthday and all the other
stuff. I mean, yeah, because that's always going to be in your mind. That's always going to be etched in your brain. And like they say, once your brain learns, you know what I mean, expands and never go back to its original dimension. So, mm-hmm, you know, that's always going to be, because that's going to be one of those where were you moments. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be, because of, like, how I take it from just hearing what you're saying, like you said, there's so many moments, there's so many parts, like, even though you're older.
Yeah.
That relationship that you have, well, you still have it. Mm-hmm. It's just that he's in a spiritual realm, yeah, and not physical. That those are certain moments, certain decisions that when you'd be like, yo, my pops would have handled it this way. Or
absolutely.
Or he would have handled it this way. I'm doing it different.
Yeah.
Here's why I did it different, because the way my pops did it, I don't agree with, or times are different.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, with certain moments like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's just like, you know what I mean? But that's funny with the Juan story, because, you know, Kiana be the same way. Like, she just come up to me random, was like, yo, I want to try Patron this weekend. I'm like,
I remember you said that.
I said, oh, shit. Okay. And then we try it. Then Sunday, she's like, I need Pedialyte.
Tiana, pull it together.
She pulled it together. You know what I mean? You got hit her with the Breakfast of Champions, eggs and all that. Now she back at it. But yeah, that shit is funny. So it's just kind of like, because she asked me, was I buzzed? And I was like, no.
I'm not in that boat with you.
Matter of fact, you take my drink so you can get back.
Something else that was crazy that came up too. So literally, we headed home, driving home from the restaurant and everything.
Yeah.
And like, we just started talking. And I was like, you know, it continued. The conversation continued from the restaurant to the house. Mm-hmm. So we're driving in. It was like, yeah, the father thing, I could tell it really bothers you. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I think it bothers me on the bigger end of like, our kids won't know their grandfather.
Right.
And on top of that, like with my wife's relationship with her dad, him not being in her life, like he's kind of pushed himself out. And it's like, yo, they growing up the same way I grew up. No grandfathers.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, luckily, they will have grandmothers, but they won't have grandfathers.
I mean, because it's something about grandparents and their knowledge that they bring. Bruh, that's timeless.
It's, you know what I mean? Knowledge is one thing, definitely at a certain age, but you gotta, like, you ever watch the relationship, just how it forms with your kids and then their grandmother or grandpa?
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, I only see that with my moms. I don't see it with my pops. Like, you get this envision it twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think what it is though, is like, definitely the relationship, but it's just like the handling, the movement. You start to see, because you got young siblings, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I just got a little sister.
Little sister, right?
Yeah.
But you remember how your mom dealt with your little sister. Like, you see the difference from your little sister to your kids, bruh. Right? That's what I'm viewing with my moms now. Yeah. Like, oh, to see how my mom moved with my sister and brother, and now watching it years later with grandkids, I'm just like, oh, this is astonishing.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is definitely one of those, like, mom, what the fuck?
This is
like,
this
you is never,
some, never,
never took this ill easy on me. What are you doing? Like, yeah, like with my father and with JoJo, like that's JoJo man right there. You know what I'm saying? All he say is pop, 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 pop. See? When he get to the house, he'll sit with Pop-Pop the whole time. Like, he don't want to get down. He don't want to do nothing.
That's it.
If they eating, he got to eat with Pop-Pop and shit like that. So that shit cool. Because, I mean, of course, me and my father had issues. You know what I mean? Because we're so similar that I see shit in him that I don't like and vice versa. But it's kind of like, he's trying to beat the shit out of me, all the bad habits he had himself.
Got you.
So therefore, it's like, no, you're not going to do that because you're still doing the same dumb shit. So, hey, man.
And look, now you got JoJo to wrap up all over.
Right, man. So now I feel like he get a second chance at life as far as with the grandparent role. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's
so,
what's up.
So, I mean, I take it for what it is. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I do be looking like, this nigga, man. This nigga here.
On some other shit.
On some other shit. Like,
you wasn't like that with me, though, dog.
Fuck no. Hell no. Definitely wasn't. Crazy, definitely wasn't. Definitely not, man.
So, man, what's going on, man? You went back to therapy this week? What's going on?
Yeah, yo. So, I went back to therapy and shit. I'm not trying to turn it into, Sunny Therapy show and shit. I mean, I don't mind talking about it because I think it's definitely good. It's definitely better for my development as a man, a father, this, that, and the fourth. But I went back to him and I told him what you said when you said I was playing checkers and not chess with him. And his response was, yo, this motherfucker spitting. You know what I mean? And he was like, yo, I'm going to break it down to you even further because he's on the money. Mm. He was like, you play spades, right? I said, yeah. He was like, yo, if you cutting hearts off the break, which spade are you going to use? Mm. You don't use the big joker, do you? That's fucking stupid. You just basically altered the whole game. You blew the whole game up. Because you're cutting regardless. You still win that book with the three of speed as you would with the big joker because nobody else is cutting but you.
Damn.
So you equate that to when you feel like you're going to be intellectually violent. Yo, you don't have to go so hard. You can hit him with a pellet. You can. It's not even a pellet. It's more of like, yo, just establish the boundary of what you're going to accept, what you're going to tolerate.
fact.
Because sometimes a lot of it just be misinterpretation. Like, because me and you, our conversation is so organic.
Yeah.
If we ever came across at each other disrespectful, that would be like a record stop. Like, what the fuck? We ain't never been here before. What happened?
Yeah.
And we talk that shit out more than like it's a misinterpretation. Or only way it could get that way is if we arguing about fucking sports. But then you have a drink and that's game.
Keep it moving.
That's nothing.
That's life.
But, so that made great sense to me. Because he was like, look, man, unless you being threatened, or your family being threatened.
Yeah.
Leave that DEFCON 5 shit alone, yo.
Yeah.
Because it's like, because you're so physically imposing, you stand out.
I agree.
What I'm saying? You like, you stand out just off of size alone. I'm not saying you should, you know, be a dumb deaf mute or nothing.
Mm.
But he's just like, yo, you just gotta be careful because quiet is kept. A lot of people want to be around you because you provide a lot of insight.
Mm.
That a lot of people do not expect from you because of your size. They looking at your size. They looking at you. They don't think. They looking at you like you the angry man from Martin.
Yeah.
When in fact, you really got some insightful shit to say. And a lot of people don't know how to come to you with that. So sometimes they'll come at you with a joke. Or they'll come at you where you feel like it's a jab, but then I misinterpret that,
and then it's on.
And it is game.
Then it's on.
Because that's a learned behavior that I had because just being that size growing up, it was more of if you were looking at me, you were looking at me to ridicule. Not you wasn't trying to hang with me back then. It was kind of like the Biggie song where he be like, "Sky's the limit." When he was like, "Yo, I had to." You know, he had to knock a couple niggas out. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, oh, big man, we never tried. So we roll with him. We stole with him.
Yeah.
So I had to get to that point to where it was like, oh, big man, we never tried. So we roll with him. Stole with him.
You know what I mean?
So now that's just a learned behavior that I'm trying to break now because I ain't trying to pass none of that shit on to my kids and shit.
Nah.
But it was
they always watching, too.
They definitely observe it. They definitely watching my moves and shit. But it was just kind of like, so now it's just like, yo, Let them learn more about you because you. As a matter of fact, to quote it from a biblical standpoint, it's Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. He says, "The words from the reckless pierce like swords."
Yep.
But the words from the wise promote healing. So now I'm at the stage where I don't want to be as reckless as I was in my younger days. I'd rather promote healing. I'd rather be that guy insight to where shit like this podcast can pop off because me and you are just so authentic.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yo, this match, I fuck with that. Like,
but you know what? That's understanding where you at in life, too. Like, you have to realize, like, you're not the 24-year-old.
Right.
You also got to remember, like, you've gone through a couple of different stages in your life at a point in time where it's like, oh, nah, I'm ready for action. I got to react. Pop
that's,
off. What up?
Right. That's kind of like,
And then you notice now, like, all right, you know what? I could still be reckless with it in the sense of how I word things, but I can't be reckless to the point where I'm hurting somebody.
Right.
You know, I got to say, hey, look, I'm going to get my point across. You building those boundaries and then you letting them know, like, I ain't going to take this from you and I'm not hearing that. But at the end of the day, peace, my brother. Be
right. Blessed. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, oh, you got to keep it moving like that. But that's what's up, man. Glad that, you know, therapy working out and then you getting that good word in is going
to
help you.
Yeah, most definitely. Mm-hmm. So never be afraid to get help on yourself. Like, I let everybody want to improve their outer look, you know, with the Jalen Rose shape-ups and shit. And the
Grant Hill, too.
Look at the Grant Hill. Jesus. That shit mad sharp.
Look, I don't know. I think niggas got head shit done. But, you know.
Hey, you know what I mean? But since I'm bald, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care, B. I'm not now. Hey, you know, I appreciate it.
I just need the facial hair. That's look, you know, I'm, give me I'm the. I don't want to look like a black ass Charlie Brown. So let me get that facial hair. Yeah, you know I mean? Or Charles S. Dutton.
I'm about to go back goatee. I think I'm gonna go goatee this week.
Oh, you better get a permission slip from Tahir on that. You don't think she gonna have no fit with that, yo?
Women do shit to their hair every day and they ain't
no. Oh, that's good.
At the end of the day.
Oh,
it is what it is, bro. You know?
Oh shit.
What your girl India Irie said, I am not my hair.
this motherfucker spitting right just here. This nigga spitting right here, yo.
Sometimes.
Oh,
just,
no. Listen,
if you have to consult with your spouse about what you do with your hair, then shit, y'all might need to have conversations before marriage or before you go in the chair. Because clearly, it's a lot going on.
That's a lot going on, man. That shit.
I'm telling you, when we was just dating.
I love it.
Like, she was like, oh, yeah, you know, I think I just need change. There was a lot going on in my life. Yo, she came back with the Amber Rose, and I just was like, what the fuck did I do? Oh, it's not you. Something about, and maybe all women can relate to this, but just, you know, when you got a lot of hair and a lot of stuff going on, you need to just feel free. I was like, feel free? Like, you cut all your hair off. Yeah, because all of the guys I've been dealing with prior to you, now I just want to start fresh. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and she flowing now. Like, you know, she got the natural bush. You know, she perm it down sometimes when she feels like she braided up. Cool. But me? Nah, I'm going goatee, I'm going beard. Like, it's all on how I feel at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be like, oh.
That's a good argument right there, yo. That's a good Johnny Cochran argument right there, yo.
I don't understand why it's such a big thing, but I get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's drastic. You have a head full of hair, and you just shaved it off. Like, what the fuck happened?
That's what I want to know. Yeah, I'd have been like, yo, what did I do, yo? You know?
But my beard, like, it's going to grow back a week. A week easy.
That's gonna be interesting. I love it though. I love the dynamic. I love the fact that, you know,
All Star Weekend.
Yes sir.
And Friday night. I don't know who caught Friday night, but I couldn't do Friday night because one was at dinner. But the Rising Stars and Rookies game was it was a dunk 3-point contest. Wasn't really much. Did you get a chance to see it Friday?
Friday was more of a, you know, just seeing
highlights. Did you see highlights?
Okay. And then, you know, Keanu was smiling like the fucking cat from Alice in Wonderland and shit.
Because
she saw the gifts because she wasn't expecting nothing. Because she was like, I didn't even get you anything. Look, man, I don't give a fuck about that shit. You know what I mean? But fellas, on some real shit when it comes to that, yo, listen, man, we all know, you know, everybody joke around, like, you got the Valentine's Day shit, then you follow that with the steak and BJ shit the next month, you know what I mean? Go ahead and put your down payment on now because the one thing that you don't want. Because you know how everybody posts shit. So everybody going to post their little Del Fresco steak and their little Ruth Chris shit. You know what I'm saying? But then you get the fucking you get the Murray steak 'em. And then she didn't argue with you for 3 hours.
Good luck.
And now, mysteriously, when it's time for her to do that BJ part, now she got a sore throat and shit. You little motherfucker.
Sleep doesn't happen.
So, I mean, listen, man. Just when you can, you know, treat this lady to something nice. Go ahead, fuck with it. But back to the All Star Weekend.
Saturday was big. We had 3-point contest, skills challenge, and dunk contest. So, skills challenge, you know, big men have taken that over. It's pretty dope.
Yo, that's fucking fire. It's pretty dope. 6'10" doing all that shit.
You 6'8" and better and winning this. That's like, come on. But that's the days in the league, man. Then we had the 3-point contest, which was pretty dope. They tried to snub my man Devin Booker, but he did his thing. Buddy Hill won.
Yeah, which last is pretty, second shit.
You know, which is pretty dope. He shot the lights out. It was actually a good 3-point contest this year.
I have to say. I mean, they're trying their best to get it more fun. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not too sold on the Mountain Dew. I mean, that's great where they shot from because that's where dudes are shooting from. But
that's like the Dame Lillard, Steph Curry range,
Trey Young, and all of them. Like, you know, I ain't sold on it, but hey, it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
But the night spectacular controversy thing that happened, Lord,
that dunk contest. I mean, that's twice Aaron Gordon, in my opinion, got robbed, Joe.
Hell fucking yeah! Let me tell you why he more so got robbed. First of all, the man had 50s every dunk. Why didn't he win? Yeah. Every single dunk was 50.
Yeah, man.
Except for that last one that they jerked him on.
Yeah.
Every dunk leading up to that was 50.
And then to me, I just felt like Derrick Jones was just doing the same shit between the legs shit. Like, hey, that shit was, like to me, Aaron Gordon doing the dunk off the side of the of the joint. That and the other dunk from 2016 when he jumped and he put the
ball.
I think those are like two of the best dunks I've ever seen in a dunk contest.
Absolutely agree with you. Let me tell you, I was telling my brother last night, that dunk from the side though that Aaron Gordon did, fucking similar to maybe some Vince shit. But homeboy from Miami didn't do that same dunk. He did between the legs.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, wait, how you get the same, you know, like how? My man threw the ball off the side, caught it, spent around, and threw that shit down crazy.
Yeah, you gotta look
back at it. For those of y'all who missed it or just catch the 52-second highlight, I think Bleach Report has it, all the dunks in 52 seconds. Yeah,
he definitely got robbed.
They blaming Dwayne Wade out here. Dwayne Wade is throwing mad shade back.
Dwayne Wade looking mad suspect right now. He got a Miami kid that won. He was from Chicago, then you the judge.
Listen, man.
And your Miami boy, come on, man.
What was going on with your man? What's your man from the movie? Damn, Wakanda.
Chadwick Boseman
looking a little. Is he going for a new role in a movie or something? Hey. He was looking a little five heartbeatish or something. I didn't know what was going on. He was looking
nights like this.
He was looking. I was like, he must be up for some role or something right now because he was looking. He wasn't looking real Wakanda-ish and all that.
Remember when Denzel had that role? He had that.
Yeah, yo. Like, and what happened to that shit?
Hey, yo, I don't know, yo.
Did that shit not fall through?
I have no idea.
The fact that actors, men and women, like, when you're going through a scene, I mean, a role you got to play, and you got to look like that in life, oh, man, you got to just speak up and say, look, I'm just looking like this right now because I'm in role, I'm in scene, you know? And we get it. But for All-Star, I mean, to wrap it up, yesterday's game, the new way that and rules that they're going about. I mean, that All Star game was pretty interesting. That fourth quarter, I fuck with it, dude. I agree.
Fuck with that because that's the thing that for the casual fan, it wasn't even fun. So you know which is
crazy
that it wasn't fun for them, but for the niggas like us that have watched basketball our whole life.
Every single All-Star game. Since birth.
You know what I'm saying? So for that to happen, and then you see, these niggas really balling.
Yeah, they was balling every quarter.
They was like...
Except for the first. Yeah. I give the second, the third, and the fourth.
But they was balling.
They was balling.
And that's what you want to see. You want to see the best go against the best, not like Swiss cheese defense and shit.
I wanted to see more LeBron and Giannis go at it, but I understood the mentality of it because this morning... Yeah. I was able to hear that the key for Team Giannis was to go at whoever James Harden was guarding because they knew he ain't playing no D. But at the end of the day, it backfired because, you know, there was a couple of plays that went down the line and here or there missed. The challenges came into play, which was really dope.
Yeah.
I thought those was. Yeah, Giannis definitely pinned Bron's shot.
Oh, did he?
He pinned that.
He pinned the shit out of that.
Oh, that was... Whoa. It was spectacular.
That was game seven NBA final timing.
Woo! But shoot, going back to just All-Star weekend, it was pretty dope. I think, you know, I heard Chicago was cold as shit as always. And a lot of stuff still popped off. I wish we could have been out there, but you know, in the future we'll make one. Fatherhood project straight from the All-Star weekend.
Oh, that'll be fucking
but
bananas.
Speaking of fatherhood in regards to a former All-Star, Dwayne Wade's son, we said we would talk about this being fathers. You know, we were, and just to give y'all a little background, we were on the Real Therapist show. Shout out to Suge and Sophia.
You all ready?
And we talked about the Alicia Keys thing where her son wanted to get fingernail polish. And then he kind of backtracked and said, you know what, I don't want to do it. And they had a conversation about it. Check out that episode. Me and Sonny gave our input to it. But from Dwayne Wade's perspective, he has a son now who he basically is saying he's a female. He goes by a girl. And it's being pushed. I'm in this group chat. And some of my boys in this group chat that I'm in are like, so we really gonna push this whole Dwayne Wade thing. And it was some mixed arguments. It was a long conversation. And, you know, it's like
a lot of the dudes in the chat don't have girls. I mean, don't have sons. They have girls. But then the ones that have sons were really tough. And the ones that have girls were like, well, you kind of got to be understanding. And, you know, we're from a standpoint where we have both, you know. And I look at it as like, darn, you know, as a male, you want that legacy. You want somebody carrying your legacy. But sometimes, hey, the way that, you know, things work out, it's not the case. Man, so what goes on?
It's, well, first and foremost, like you said, you got to be there for your kid regardless. Can I relate to it? Can I relate to your decision? No. Like, I would ever be a lot of questions. For one, how at such a young age is it, you know what I'm saying? Like, at that age, like, nothing should be sexualized to begin with. You know what I'm saying? You 11, 12 years old. It shouldn't be nothing sexualized to the point where you're going from a guy that's at 12, you just learning about yourself in that standpoint. You just learning about erections and all that shit. And then you're saying, I don't want to do none of that. I want to put on makeup. Whatever a man is supposed to do to a woman, I want the reverse. How do you even get to that at such a young age is my first thing. And then it's just kind of like, it just seems like to me, you know, of course, this is one of them subjects you want to be careful on. I ain't trying to offend nobody. I'm not trying to. But we're going to stir the pot because we fathers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's another black man dealing with this situation. I mean, it's courageous of D-Wade to do what he's doing.
Support his kid.
You got to support your kid. Yeah. I mean, that's courageous of him doing that because we come from the black community where a lot of times you dismiss your kid on that. Like, when you think about when you, even on TV shows, like when you, I don't know if you had watched Empire, but when Jamal came down the steps with the heels on, Terrence Howard threw the little nigga in the trash.
Threw him in the trash.
Like, that, literally.
That threw,
you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie. I was like, what the fuck? That's his kid.
Right.
When he threw him in the trash, I was like, that's crazy.
But that's the mentality of, You know, like you said, you're a father. You want your son to continue your legacy, this, that, and the fourth. And then when you kind of see, like, it feels like it's an agenda by certain powers that are trying to feminize black men. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, what is it about us that poses such a threat that you don't want us to be masculine?
My thing you is, know what I'm saying? Who was he around? Like, so...
Right, that's a good question.
What leads up to that process? So I have a male coworker, and he is gay. And yeah. I remember him telling me, like, when he first came out and how he, you know, it took some time, but he told his parents and they were like, okay, like, we love you. Like, and that's right, all that right. mattered. Like, you know, and I think that was from his perspective on hearing, like, as long as he's loved, like, he was fine.
Right.
There are some kids in America who don't get that same attention, same result back from their parents.
Yeah, we still live in a society where homophobia is real as shit. And it's not just in the black community. It's all around. It's just that, you know, it just seems like the black community is being targeted a lot more. Like, I'm not saying it don't exist. But,
who's doing the targeting? Are we as our own culture doing the targeting? I don't know. I don't know either. I feel like sometimes it's a little bit of us.
Yeah, with everything, yeah. I think it's got a little bit of us plays a part.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're the ones orchestrating the whole shit. You know what I'm saying? But
I would love to speak to somebody white and say, so what is it like being gay in a white community or coming
right.
out?
Right, yeah, that's some real shit because, I mean, it's just kind of like...
Like, is it easy?
Right.
I know it's not easy in the Latino community because I know that side. That's my side of the family.
Yeah.
I know it's not easy. Black side, that's the only I speak of. Caribbeans, definitely not.
Like, right, that's what I'm saying. Like, we just come from cultures where that shit is not... No, where the fuck did that come from? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the mentality. And then for, you know, like, you want to call yourself she and all that shit when your DNA is still a he and all that. So it's one of them things where, I ain't gonna lie, that shit would be difficult for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I still, but love for my kid wouldn't change. Like, I'm not disowning him or nothing like that. It's just one of those things where it's just like, yo, I got a lot of questions, son. Like, were you exposed to something?
Did somebody touch you?
Did somebody touch you? Yeah, right.
You got like, a lot of questions. I think I got
a lot of questions on that because it's just kind of like, for you to be so young, for you not to experience something to my knowledge, you like you said, you might have been touched to something, you might have experienced something that, you might have been sexually assaulted. I don't know. But
and sometimes that's not the case.
Right, of course.
We did hear, like, you know, it's, you know, some people are born this way.
Right.
And other things, there are other things that play out and factors.
Right.
And it just can be, like, the upbringing, who you're around.
Right.
But, like I said, you know, my coworker had both his parents.
And right.
I think for him, it was just, he just realized, like, no, I don't, you know, they're fine to look at. Women are fine to look at, but this is what I relate to. This is
either way, man, I mean, it's still courageous of what, D Wade is doing, you know, is you know, you do it on the Ellen show. Ellen is arguably one of the most.
Oh, he did it on the Ellen show when he came out?
Wade was on.
Oh, Ellen show.
Ellen's show when he announced pretty much, like, you know, his son's turning into a girl. He acknowledges her as
she. So is he turning into a girl to the fact of, like, surgery later on?
I don't know. I just know that he just wants to be called Zaya now, and he's a proud...
Zaya.
What's
his name?
I forgot.
Hold on. You know, we always got to pull stuff up, make sure we're not saying the wrong thing. So let's see.
Let's see what it is.
But I think, with me, I'm definitely loving my son too. You know, I think the biggest thing is also that you have to make sure the home is safe, the kid's safe,
mm-hmm.
and when they step outside, you're also letting them know what.
Like, that's the thing. I was like, how we said on the Real Therapist for the Culture show, like, son, this is what could potentially happen. You know what I'm saying? You could be called some names. You could be this, that, and the fourth. You could be ostracized with it. I mean, if you're living your truth, then okay. But I got tons of questions because I would just want to know, like, where does this stem from? Because even at 12, for me, I'm just learning about myself to the point where I know, like you said, you like looking at women, this, that, and the fourth. But that never crossed my mind to be one.
Yep.
I wanted to be with that. I mean, not even at 12. Like, even at 12, it was kind of like the interest was there, this, that, and the fourth. But I just knew, like, I did not want to be. I wouldn't want to see myself as no woman. So just ask, you know, how does that come about? Like you said, I would ask a lot of questions. I would try to gain understanding of where you're coming from. But then as a father, do you say, like, yo, like, fuck that shit. Like, that's not going down. Like, how can you, is that the right approach? Is that an acceptable approach? I ain't gonna say right approach. Is that an acceptable approach to take with your son where, or even if your daughter did the same thing. Like, if your daughter said, yo, I want to be a dude, this, that, and the fourth, do you just be like, yo, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, nigga? Like, no. No. Like, you under my roof, this, that, and the fourth. Like, how do you play that? Because I can see how you could play that both ways and shit, because it's kind of like, you could be playing that tough role. Not even tough role. It's kind of like, when the fuck do you start making decisions like that?
Yeah.
Type of thing. You know what I mean? But that's just one of those things that's going to continuously evolve and shit. You know what I mean? But it's just because it's so much, you know, what if scenarios and shit. It's so much, like, you know what I'm saying, analysis that can be done on that. But yeah, that shit, wow. But that's just like, so you go from D-Wade, son, but then you see pictures of fucking Snoop Kid.
Yeah, we don't know what those photos were taken for or when it happened. But if you get a chance, you can Google it and check it out. I mean,
Snoop having one hell of a week, yo. Snoop
having a hell of a week.
You know, shit.
Gotta apologize to Gail. He went off on Gail first.
Now, with the Gail, we still want to talk about the son part, but Snoop is also somebody's son too.
Yep.
Do you think he was wrong for that Gail King shit?
So I look at it a couple ways, right? We also have to take in consideration, like, was Gail not saying facts, right?
Right.
she's a reporter.
Right.
She is just talking on something that actually happened.
Right.
And I'm playing both sides here. So Snoop being a loyal Kobe fan, knowing Kobe, Laker fan, like just knowing what Kobe has done for him as a person, the Laker community, the LA community, whatever the case is. He had a lot of feelings and emotions about it. Also because Kobe just passed.
Right.
Like I understand where he's coming from.
Right.
Her job as a reporter, we know how reporters are. Come on now.
Oh, they
the media. We know media. Let's just say media, because that's
that's what it is. She part of the media.
Media leaked this man's death through TMZ because somebody paid for whatever. And it got leaked out that before his wife even can know, hey, your husband died, someone coming died, to your daughter died as well. I feel like she was wrong in a sense, like, what was the purpose of you talking about Kobe Bryant's death but bringing up allegations that, because I think at the end of the day, yes, we knew he did something wrong. He stated he did something wrong.
Yeah.
There were allegations. I think the woman was paid off, you know.
Well, and I think with that, to not, you know, not definitely trying to cut you off, but just to add insight to it. Yeah, with that particular case, I think my thing is with that, if with the situation happening in 2003-2004, you had a smooth 16 years to have that conversation or at least gain insight from his perspective. Now, granted,
for Gail to have the conversation,
or anybody,
did, they did have conversations. They had it.
But I guess I'm saying, like, well, if you bringing that up.
Oh, but you know why it was brought up.
Of course. We know why it was brought up. But I'm just saying, like, when people talk about it now, it's like they only talk about the rape allegation, but they don't talk about, okay, the girl refused to testify against him in court.
But we know why.
I know, but then you got the whole, not only did she sue him in criminal court, it was civil court. Mm-hmm. She plotted it, you know what I'm saying? She was the hotel desk front clerk. Mm-hmm. She knew what she was doing on that.
Yeah.
Because she tried to do the same shit with Eminem, too. You know what I'm saying? And these is coming from reliable sources that she was known for plotting on celebrities, putting them in compromising situations, this, that, and the fourth. Not trying to exonerate Kobe at all because you were a married man. You did commit adultery. So this is one of the pitfalls of when you commit adultery that this shit could happen. Yeah. But if you're going to bring that up, bring all the shit up. Don't just bring, oh, yeah, he was accused of raping a girl. Yeah. Bring the whole shit up. Yeah. Like, if you, especially now that
he's passed away.
His body wasn't even buried yet. Like, you talk about, oh, I mean, now, you know, Kobe, as great as he was, he had his flaws. Of course, all of us do.
Everybody, yeah.
Everybody does. But if you're going to talk about the shit, talk about it in its whole totality of it. Like, talk about the end result. Talk about all that shit. Because that's a learning lesson for men and women out here.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for men, it's like, listen, don't, at times, your flesh make decisions that your mind and spirit is already telling you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
But since your flesh is going to made that decision anyway, these are the consequences that can come from that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And also with women, the same thing.
Yeah.
Your flesh is telling you, I want this man, this, that, and the fourth, even though deep down in your mind and spirit, that's not the move.
Yeah, it ain't the thing to do.
But you still did it. It still happened.
Yeah.
Here's are the consequences that come from it. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's not for Gil to justify. Or,
right, that's what I'm saying. Right, right.
It's definitely like his wife got to deal with that more
right.
so than anybody.
Exactly,
and
right.
like the kids got to hear it. Like that, it definitely wasn't cool on her part. Now, do I agree with Snoop going off? Snoop could have gone off without social media. You know what I'm saying? Like he could have did that in the comfort zone, home. Like who the fuck she thinks she is? Because that's what we did.
Shit,
you know. So at the end of the day, like ain't nobody paying her no mind. Like. If anything, she looking bad. She looks bad. So let her look bad and him apologizing. Like, bro, you didn't have to apologize. Like, move forward.
I think.
It probably was eating it up inside where his wife was like, yo, you gotta say something.
Yeah, even his mom's was like, you bugging the fuck out.
Well, he was. I think, like I said, I think his connection to Kobe is the bigger piece to it. But at the end of the day, he didn't have to say anything.
I think he started digging some of his own grave with that. But then you also, when you look at who Snoop is, who's been calling women bitches and whores for the past 30 years, so I didn't expect him to be articulate like a Michael Eric Dyson or RZA.
I had him like being articulate to apologize.
I'm just saying, like, and like you said, when the emotion and all that out.
Oh hell yeah!
I did not think, I knew for sure he wasn't going to be like Tariq Nasheed or Ta-Nehisi Coates with his wordplay. I knew it was going to be, man, you bitch, you funky head dog ass bitch. Like I knew you knew what
Snoopy was trying to get.
Yeah, I expected that. Got and it. Then so I mean, from going from Snoop himself to Snoop's son, like I said, you got this photo shoot with him with the mascara and the eyeliner and all that shit on. Yeah, we still have no idea where that comes from. But both of us being fathers of boys, you see these pictures come out. Just random shit. Mm. Because like you said, it's an unnamed photo shoot. There's no purpose. There's nothing that we know of as of now, because of course information is still developing. Mm-hmm. You see that just on the internet. Mm. It's not like he showed it to you or you know what I'm saying? You found it. You found it on social media. Like you said, how social media is just dropping all types of bombs because they got to be the first on everything. You being a father, you blindsided by that.
Yeah.
How do you react? Like, how does that go in the Lyberg household if that shit happens?
So I think first, before I even bring to his attention, bring to his mother's attention.
True.
From there, it's the questions. Like, all right, yeah, we wanna sit down and we wanna talk to you. We have some questions in regard to some things. And I think the first question is, so can you explain what was going on here and what's this about and why don't we know about it?
Right.
And, you know, we'll hear whatever the reaction is, but I think it's like, one, if you're under 18, let's do that.
Because I believe
his son is over 18.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
If he's under 18, I'm lying. If he's living in my house.
Because
if you're under my roof.
That's one thing. Yeah.
You under my roof. Then I'm asking questions.
Right.
You not under my roof? Hey, what was the purpose? I'm still questioning you. I'm going to ask you. Yeah, but hey, all right, cool. That's what you want to do? I'm supported. Like, are you doing this for modeling? Was this a dare? Were you forced into doing this? I'm asking all the questions
that
will come about. But I think with no explanation of knowing why Snoop's son took these photos or what's the behind story before this, I think for me it's just like, like, you know, they just photos. But because of the time we live in social media, this is on the internet. This will live on the internet. It will never die. It will always be there. If somebody Googles your name, that's what comes up. When people Google your name now, like, you don't got to be anybody. You could be Joe Schmo. And they Google Joe Schmo, all Joe Schmo shit come up.
Yeah.
And you got to live with it. How about you, though?
Ah, man, I've definitely a bunch of questions. Kind of be like, yo, what's your end game with that? Like, if it is modeling, then what was the purpose of that? Because you are portraying yourself. You're coming out. You went in that photo shoot as a man, and now you're coming out and you're presenting these feminine characteristics with the eyeliner, the makeup, the clothing that you have on. Like, what is that? Are you promoting something or what? Like, why did you do that? What is your end goal with that? Because I'm telling you now, son, you're opening yourself up to scrutiny that you could have avoided by not doing this. But if there is a message, if it's a backstory behind that, then maybe we can figure something out. I can fully understand why you do that. Because now I'm at the age now where I need to understand your moves, because it doesn't just affect you.
Yeah.
It affects the family, because even though you're grown, you're still a part of my lineage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No matter how many kids you have on your own, you came from me. So I want to know where the fuck did that come from to where you thought you seeing the same Mac shit your mother putting on belong on you when, you know what I'm saying, you and your mother are different. You know what I'm saying? Your mother is a woman, you a man. Where did that come from? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, but I think more information would definitely had to be... It gotta be ass. Like, you know, I'm not coming at him. I'm not throwing a nigga in the trash or nothing.
That's extreme. That was extreme.
Like, I'm not gonna beat him up, or I'm not gonna be like,
like, try to beat the shit out of you to get
right. So or I'm not gonna go to him and be like, look, we going to the titty bar. I'm gonna pay a bitch $40 and get your dick sucked. Like, you gotta be a man again. Like, nah.
You know what I wonder? Like, if I think about certain people, like Prince, right?
Yeah.
What was Prince's parents thinking when all that was going
on? That's
a
good ass
question. Like, I wonder what they were thinking, you know, like, or any.
And that was in 84, so you can only imagine, you know, 2020.
But think about how loved he was, regardless. So it wasn't his.
Yo, because when you think about it,
his masculinity was never in question.
And that's wild. Which is wild because Chris Rock just said, in the battle between Prince or Mike Jack, Prince won easy.
Easy, especially the way things played out.
Easy. Especially. Like, this man had his fucking pants with his ass cheeks out. It still was getting women. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? That shit is unbelievable. Yeah, but like you said, his masculinity was
never questioned.
But his confidence was fucking at the highest level of all time.
I want my kids to have Prince confidence.
I do. That level, my God. That
level is high because the man's a genius, too.
Yeah.
Hey. But last but not least, we want to talk about equality.
Man, we gotta shout out these women out here, man. Definitely gotta shout out the WNBA as far as them getting their pay increase and things like that. It's a start in the right direction. Will they be making supermax contracts like what Greek Freak could get as like as far as like 5 years, $253 million? Yeah. I don't see that, but it's a step in the right direction. Like, you shouldn't be a professional basketball player making the same amount of money as a secretary.
You shouldn't be professional anything.
Right.
And you know, it's so crazy. Like, so I was listening to the Bloomberg Sports and Business podcast.
Okay.
And they were talking about it. And one of the biggest pieces is, like, the NBA at a point in time was not as successful as how the WNBA is
It wasn't.
It was bad.
Magic and Bird brought that shit back.
But even besides that, like, even before that, actually, investors came in and started investing in players and certain teams.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That's how the NBA grew, right?
Yep, yep.
So where are the investors right now for the WNBA? Why aren't these investors coming in? Switching gears, equality as a whole, like, overall, like, why can't my daughter make what Bob's son is making when they're going to be in similar positions? So why is my daughter overlooked because Sean is a man versus my daughter?
It's just one of them things where, again, this is bigger than Nino Brown.
It's big business.
It's definitely bigger than Nino Brown, baby, in the sense that you're looking at equality in a professional world, but then it's like you looking at it from, this can go across the board.
Yeah.
It should be no reason why a woman or man, well, it should be no reason why a woman, I'm sorry, we fuck the man shit, we talking about women now. It should be no reason why a woman is working twice as hard and getting half the respect or even half the check. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It shouldn't be that. And I understand the NBA has their marketing where they just signed a TV deal for like $22 billion. You know what I mean? So I can understand where the salary caps increase, this, that, and the fourth. You know, will WNBA ever get there? I'm not sure.
I think so.
As of right now, they're not at that level of the NBA.
Nah. And it's the WNBA, honestly, it's young in the sense of...
Yeah, shout out to David Stern for even having that vision to do that.
It's young still, but at the same time, things could be moved along way faster.
I think
also one of the things that you actually just said is, like, you know, when I think about fatherhood,
right,
I look at it as, like, where are mothers at versus where fathers are looked at in society?
Yeah.
Like, everything is mommy, 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 and then everything for your dad is like, like, you look at life, it's like, oh, is your mom okay with this? You got a dad? Is your dad around?
Yeah.
And it's like, one of the biggest things is, like, women overall just are, phenomenal. Like,
oh, of course,
able to have
kids, greatest resource of all time.
Able to have kids, you know, it's like, it just blows my mind about women in general. To mother, from mother to wife to daughter now, it's just like knowing that, and you know, having aunts and cousins and things of that nature. But I think when we look at the overall sense of equality, it's like, yo, times are changing, and this is great. And it's given the opportunity now, knowing that we have daughters, that they're going to have an opportunity to go out and be successful and great. And like we talked about, our kids having the prince confidence, I think, shit, you know, like, I'm going to push my kids. What do you like to do? Daddy's behind you. I'm going to push you. You're going to be the best. You're going to be the greatest. We're going to make sure that you get everything that you deserve for it.
Yeah, I think that we got to be our kids' biggest supporters, so we need to continue... we need to continue that mentality. You know what I'm saying? We gotta be able to let them know that you're capable of doing whatever. So I mean, it's a step in the right direction that the NBA is taking to make sure WNBA is being compensated fairly. So mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a step. It's a step in the right direction. So let's continue to build off that. Like, just how we are. Just as, like, fathers, we are taking a step in the right direction by being more vocal, being more present. Mm-hmm. But we still got a long way to go. Same way as WNBA got a long way to go, so is us as fathers. So with that being said, you know, the Wrap It Up box has been pressed. You know what I mean? So the Wrap It Up box has been pressed. We appreciate y'all listening to another episode. As always, Fatherhood Project appreciates everybody. Calvin, always a pleasure, brother.
Always my brother.
You know what I mean? Until next time, Fatherhood Project, man. We out of here.
Take it easy, y'all.